now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
If I decide to run for office, I'll produce my tax returns, absolutely. And I would love to do that.
Absolutely. Maybe we'll buy another football team. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Deck. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing your names mentioned. Exhale. It ain't going to happen. It rarely happens. It never happens. Well, you know, it's all about radio on the go. Now, we love our affiliates. We really do. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different devices and platforms that you can use to get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that, with Christmas right around the corner, is bug your parents for iPhones and pads and various different laptops and portable devices that you can use. And all of a sudden, there you are, iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, which we'll talk about that at some other point. You know, all the various things that you can use to get this terrific show and all of the programming, which is absolutely incredible. You go to our homepage, you click on the Listen Live button, our award-winning website, AVN Award, and there we are. Click Listen Live, you're sitting at your desk in the morning, you're getting ready to do you some work, or maybe not, and you're settling in for the day, you got your coffee, you're trying not to spill it on your keyboard, got a little bit of ham and egg sandwich, or whatever the circumstances are in your morning, a little yogurt, a little rough-cut oatmeal, yeah, okay, you can get some Spano and Black there too. All the interviews, all of the programming that is available here, and it is outstanding stuff. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. All the guys and gals around the world, around the country, who are away from home. Believe me, we appreciate the service. You know, we just got back from Army and Navy. It just reinforces in concrete exactly how we feel about being part of that network. Gives you a little taste of home. We're very happy and very proud to be a part of it. We'll set the table right after this short timeout.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back. back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Yeah, Bryce Harper coming back to the Attack. We'll set the table here and jump into some things. But first, congratulations to Bryce Harper and Kayla Vonner. They got married, finally. Postponed it one time, but they got back into it. A couple of Mormons out in San Diego. Very nice. Bryce can now relax, as it were. So a tweet, was there an open bar at the reception? That's a clown question, bro. But with that being said, very nice. Nice looking couple. She looks like a sweetie. Best of luck to them. But today it's going to be all about football. We've got a big show in front of us. A lot of NFL stuff going on, and we'll get into all of that. We'll start with news down in Jacksonville, not unexpected news, but news nonetheless, with Gus Bradley being let go by the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll dive into the games, a little respite in the middle with Eddie George at 10 after hour number 2, and we'll talk to him about coaches' awards and something that he's going to MC and his brilliant career in the state of the National Football League and all that kind of good stuff. And we'll get into all that with him and then continue on with the National Football League and all the things that are happening thereabouts. And, you know, again, nice little picture. I was looking at the pictures from the wedding that they posted. That's pretty nice. But and also a big story out of the NBA as well is it looks like Blake Griffin's going to have knee surgery. And, you know, Blake is one of those guys, and I'll digress here a little bit. Not that he is not a talented human being, but he has a limited game. He's worked on his game. He is better offensively than what he was, you know, but he's now what they're going to describe, have as what they are describing as minor surgery. But, you know, these guys, it the wear and tear on the legs, on the joints, on the knees, it happens to a lot of them, and some of them, it ends up affecting their career, you know, in a big way. We'll see how it plays out. I mean, Griffin's having a terrific season right now, and, you know, no denigration on anything that is happening. But, you know, again, this is a team that just they just don't get over the hump, and there's limitations in many different areas. He has some, but he's worked on his. DeAndre Jordan does not work on his, and ultimately that's what ends up costing this team. I you know, it's funny. Like I said, I'm digressing a little bit here, but DeAndre Jordan doesn't play on my basketball team. But Bob, he's one of the great big men in the league. No, he's not. There's a dozen centers that I would pick over him. No lie. A dozen. And some of them are in the formative stages of their career. But I would take them over him. Because he will not work on his free throw shooting. He has zero range. I get that. He's not the first center in basketball to have no range. But honestly, if you're not going to make the effort to make your free throws, improve your free throw shooting, go underhand, whatever it takes, and get yourself up to 65%. That's all. Nobody's asking you to be Rick Barry. You make it so much easier on your coach. You make it so much easier on your teammates. And I have the same feeling about Andre Drummond, although Drummond is a better player than Jordan. He's better offensively. He's a better rebounder, although Jordan statistically is right there. On the key rebound, I want Andre Drummond there. But, you know, again, another one. Doesn't make his free throws. Refuses to work on the game to improve it. You know, he drops to the bottom of my list. Not off it, but near the bottom. And, you know, these guys, it is what it is. I don't want to go down that path too far. Maybe we'll get back to it later in the show. But starting out with some National Football League, as I promised you, Gus Bradley out in Jacksonville. And, you know, this was a fait accompli. This was the other shoe drive, whatever you want to call it. They didn't wait for Black Monday. They decided to get it done now. And I'm not a big fan of this. And look, we knew Gus Bradley was going to bite the dust, but it just had gotten to the untenable point in that you were looking at a coach that I believe can coach pretty decently, didn't appear to be in over his head with the X's and O's, but for whatever reason, it all crashed and burned for him. Now, understand something. Up until the last 2 years, there was limited talent on this football team. And I do mean limited. They didn't have any offensive talent. They had no weapons. Justin Blackmon ended up being a complete flop in the aspect of he couldn't stay sober. And that killed the franchise in a lot of ways. Blake Bortles, who virtually looked like he was going to be a star, has regressed to the point where they're not even sure they can go forward with him. That killed the team. And then the free agent signings, you know, guys like Chris Ivory and Prince Amukamara and all those guys that were signed by this franchise, just, you know, they're good players, don't get me wrong, but, you know, there's no indication that they have lifted the team in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, when you're looking at rebooting, man, what a mess. What a mess that the new head coach is walking into. I mean, look, when you have a guy that you think is a franchise quarterback in Blake Bortles, well, what do you do with him? He can't throw. I mean, his motion is so bad right now. You know, T.J. Yeldon, you know, here's a guy, he's supposed to be a stud running back. 128 carries for 460 yards. Chris Ivory comes in. Oh, wait, he's on the questionable list for the game. Yeah, okay. I mean, 103 carries, 394 yards. There's nothing going on there. And I mean, these guys, they have let this coach down in a big time way. And look, like I said, I was a Gus Bradley fan. I'm not a Gus Bradley apologist. He deserves to get fired. He has the lowest winning percentage since the Super Bowl era started. And that's bad. I mean, there's some heavyweight coaches in there. And I mean heavyweight bad coaches in there that he's now a part of. But, you know, here they were. They thought they had it figured out. Bortles and Shoelaces and Chris Ivory and T.J. Yeldon. And they can't get out of their own way. The only yards and points they get are in garbage time. And I think the biggest failing of Gus Bradley has been with the defense. And, you know, you think about it. He is a defensive guru. That's why he got hired. And if you look at the team itself, you know, defensively, and granted, stats are always skewed. But they're near the bottom in every single category. Their offense keeps them on the field for an extended period of time. They give up a ton of points. They always break. They never bend. And that's supposed to be the head coach's strength. Well, that didn't play out. And like I said, you see all the faults offensively of what's going on. And, you know, here you are. Khan finally shows his wrath. And Gus Bradley's out the door. Now, you know, again, who's going to step in? All that kind of good stuff. We got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about this, and we'll continue in the next segment. But, again, if you're looking at this franchise, some of the pluses, some of the minuses we'll get into. One big plus, in my opinion, is the fact in Khan, you have an owner who's damn patient as anybody. And that's what we'll pick it up on the other side. Starting with ownership, working our way down. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow in the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
Oh, yeah. Well, that describes Jacksonville pretty well. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Now, you know, again, to put it in perspective, Bradley's 286 winning percentage ranks there with some of the best of the worst. I mean, you know, and I pulled up some of these lists, and some of them have very short shelf lives, you know. But you look at guys and Marty Morningwig, 5-27 in his career. Somebody with a bulk of games, David Shula, 19-53. Yeah, and they would bring up guys like Bobby Petrino, who was 3-10. Rich Kotite, 41-57 in his career. You know, being under 500 in the National Football League is a lot, not a unique thing. The old Swamp Fox, Marion Campbell, he was right there. But again, you know, back in the days before science took over drafting, they made some amazingly bad decisions. 34-80-1. Bruce Coslett, 44-77. Romeo Crennel, great defensive coordinator, 28-55. You know. Dennis Erickson, 40-56. You know, and you're talking about guys that can succeed on different levels. So, you know, to be fair, it's not a necessarily a legitimate indictment of some of those guys. I mean, Lou Holtz is on that list. You know, like I said, Holtz, Petrino, guys along those lines. You know, look, you know, those are damn good coaches in other places, you know, just not in the NFL. And a lot of that is approach and you know, talent and the organization that you work for and everything else. And Bradley falls into that category. I mean, you know, look, he's gotten 4 years. You can't ask for much more than that. And the team was putrid. Not only this year, but from the time he took over. And you take these jobs knowing that when you walk into that kind of situation, you know, that you have a limited shelf life. What's going to happen? Well, what happened was they thought they got their franchise quarterback. They thought through free agency that it was going to be possible to have this team step up. They felt that their young players were going to come up and start performing. And it just didn't happen. I mean, you know, when you look at what they signed, you know, they spent big on Julius Thomas back in 2015. Big group of free agents in 2016. Malik Jackson, Tashaun Gibson, Chris Ivory. You know, I mentioned Prince Amukamara. And they spent a ton of money. Now, Shad Khan has said, well, we're going to let Dave Caldwell pick the next coach. He has been put in charge of choosing an interim coach for the last 2 weeks of the season. Then they're going to have to decide whether or not Caldwell gets fired, too. And see, that's, you know, ultimately, that's really where the rubber's going to hit the road. Because if Khan has confidence in Dave Caldwell, their fan base is just going to go, no. Look at what just happened. Now, if Khan completely cleans house, then they really have to rebuild because of the fact that, and I know they have to rebuild, but what I mean by that is you're talking about a complete evaluation of the talent on the roster. General manager will have to choose the new head coach. You know, people look at head coaching hires, and the guy on the sidelines, if he's looking puzzled or he's not looking fired up or whatever, they catch the wrath, no pun intended, of the fan base. Well, the reality is, to me, it starts in a general manager's office. Because the way they run the team, the way they evaluate talent, the way they go after their job and choosing head coaches and choosing a staff and making sure the scouts are in sync with what his mindset is as for evaluating talent is way more important than who patrols the sidelines. You can make the argument, you know, you could stick a head coach on the sidelines. Most of them know their X's and O's. They don't get that far in the business without being capable. Most of them know how to run a locker room. Not all, but most. It's what gets put on the sideline that plays each and every Thursday, Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah, that ultimately gets it done. And it determines not only, I talk about this with recruiting all the time. When you're on the college level, You got 17, 18 year old kids that are being courted, paid off. Or, I mean, no, I'm sorry. That's the SEC. That these coaches walk into the living rooms, and these are guys that are making $3, 4, 5 million a year, sometimes more, who go into a living room and know that their future is directly tied to a 17 or 18 year old kid who's going to come into college, whose major achievement in life is winning the big game against prep and getting a second base with Mary Jo Ellis. No insult to the Ellis family. You know, and you know, you think about that dynamic. Well, it's no different on the professional level. You're talking about a head coach that has to go into a locker room. You get a bunch of dumbass kids who just got major, major money dumped into their bank accounts for the first time in their lives. A whole bunch of them ain't too bright. And we'll get to the Jets in a minute. And then you have to corral all those younger guys, and some older guys, but the younger guys that are the core of your football team, and convince them to play for something other than their paycheck. Now, the competitive level is there, obviously. Everybody wants to win. But some of those guys, honestly, don't give a bleep. And when you have those guys on your team, that is a cancer that can creep through that locker room so quickly and completely destroy franchises. Head coaches have to be able to deal with that. They have to be able to nip it in the bud quickly. The general manager has to be on the same page. If that head coach walks into the general manager's office and says, "Hey, look, I got a problem. I got Sheldon Richardson on this roster." And the GM goes, "Deal with it." And the head coach goes, "I have been dealing with it. We got a problem." And they don't do something about it. That head coach is doomed. And that, from all appearances, didn't happen in Jacksonville. But what did happen was they put a bunch of talent on the field that either underperformed, was satisfied to perform for paychecks, and in the case of Blake Bortles, literally lost his mind. I mean, if you've watched this guy play, he doesn't look like a National Football League quarterback. And this is a guy, you know, to credit to Frank Schwab in the shutdown corner on this. He was talking about this after Bortles had his big year, his breakout year. And Jacksonville was still losing a ton of games. And he talked about the fact that Bortles was putting up numbers on the back end of football games, and that he was not performing on the level that needed to be rewarded by a big-time contract. He had real questions about him, and he said he is padding the stat sheet right now in the fourth quarter of games where it's already in doubt. And defenses were given plenty of room to the receivers. You know, they were scoring late garbage time points that didn't matter worth a damn. And that's what went down. And it's looking like he was right. Which, you know, kind of brings us to who's going to take the job. Well, look, there's only a few of them. So somebody's going to take the job. And I talked about the pluses. Look, you've got one of the great owners as far as patience goes in the National Football League in Shad Khan. He's willing to spend. There's no issue there. If you get the job, he's going to give you a boatload of time to get it done. But with that being said, what do you do as far as who makes that call? Ultimately, it's Shad Khan's call. Easy for me to say. But does Dave Caldwell get to pick it? You know, the same guy who picked these groceries. Do you bring in somebody else? Do you get a consulting firm? Do you go down that road that a lot of franchises go down? And you ended up doing it by committee and really making a mistake. And it takes us full circle to what I was talking about. You've got, if they decide to pull the trigger on the GM, you got to get the right guy. It all starts there. And with that being said, you know, they need to make that announcement sooner rather than later. You know, everybody's saying, all right, with the coach, we'll have a discussion about the GM on the other side, because that's more important, in my opinion, than the next football coach that's hired down in Jacksonville. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sonny Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe's off today. He'll be back tomorrow. You know, we're talking some football, and I like these kind of days because, you know, you're getting towards the end of the NFL season. Yeah, there's playoff implications and everything, and we'll get to those games that matter later on in this segment in the back end of hour two after Eddie George. But you know, again, I like being able to explore stories like this. And again, a coach that we knew was going to bite the dust. How appealing is the job? What kind of coach you're looking for? Is the GM going to be the guy, the current GM going to be the guy that picks the next coach? It, you know, and I stay away from all the quotes and all this nonsense. It's when you make these changes, it's literally about the players, and they have the same quotes too. We let him down. You know, he was a great guy, blah, blah. Yeah, but you didn't win football games, and you cost him his job. And when you look at teams and when you look at the availability of assistant GMs, and you know, to me, that's where it starts. And as I said, they're going to have to, if they do decide to go the GM route, they're going to have to figure out legitimately the guy that's going to start the engine on this car and keep it going. And just as an FYI on the side for Bortles, 21 touchdowns, 16 interceptions, and 5 fumbles. His rating 75.8. Not horrible, but they suck. You know, you look at the career stats. He's over 10,000 yards as a passer. You know, he's got the potential. 67 touchdowns, 51 interceptions. That's a bad quarterback. And they're going to have to fix him, or it's going to be Fisher cut bait time. And, you know, this is bad stuff all the way around. And if you're a head football coach candidate and you're looking at this team, and, you know, think about it. Everybody wants an NFL coaching job. But you go into the interview process and you say to yourself, all right, I could work here. I got a patient owner. I've got a core of good young guys. And I can go from there. All right, well, you go into the room. The new GM says, well, we believe in Blake Bortles. I'm out the door. Now, understand something, and this is where the dilemma of what's going to happen in Jacksonville comes into play. Because if you do that, you're eliminating a big chunk of the coaching market who, around the National Football League, say they're looking at an offensive coordinator. They look at all the film. They see all the stuff, defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator. Everybody sees everything. And there's a whole bunch of guys in this league that are thinking to themselves, he's not an NFL quarterback, at least not a starter. So if you walk in and the new GM says, we believe in Blake Bortles, you've just cut your talent pool in half. And if you do happen to get guys that go, okay, I believe in Blake Bortles, I can fix him, then that's your immediate project. You're tied to him. You don't fix him, you're done. You're out the door. And it'll be quick. It won't be any four-year project this time. Third year, done. You know, and looking at Bortles' contract, the rookie deal ends after next year. Then they've got the year to franchise him. But if he stinks next year, they'll cut him loose. They won't even tender him. And then in 2018, he becomes officially an unrestricted free agent. But, you know, so Aaron lies the dilemma. Because do you start? You look at the quarterbacks in the draft. There's nobody, and this will be my philosophy on this. You look at the quarterbacks in the draft. I don't see anybody except for Trubisky that I'm going, all right, this guy, he's going to be a franchise quarterback. All due respect to Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Kaiser. We'll see. You know, I want to see more through the process of combines and Senior Bowl in some cases and all that. Maybe somebody jumps out where I'm going, okay. But in reality, there's only one prototype NFL quarterback coming out, and the consensus on him isn't even 100%. So let's go on the supposition that the new coach comes in and looks at the contract situation, because they're not stupid. They're going to look this up and see where the commitment is. And they say, all right, I've got Bortles under contract at $3.35 million. And I look at the hit, dead cap space, $6.5 million, all told. Should they cut him? So here's the compromise, Mr. Khan, that I'll take the job with. I'll come in. I'll work with him for a year. If I can get him turned around, he's our quarterback going forward. But realize we're probably going to have a bad year next year if I can't get him turned around. 2018, we let him go. There's no hesitation about it. And we go for whoever is the best quarterback on the market or somebody out of college who's going to have to hit the ground running, and we hope for the best. Otherwise, I'll be looking for a job in another couple of years. If Khan agrees to that, I take the job. If he doesn't agree to that, I say thank you for the interview. I appreciate it, and I walk out the door, because it's all going to start there. Everything else. Can you fix our defense? Can you fix our, you know, a wide receiving core? What are you going to do in the locker room that's going to be different? No. It's all going to be Blake Bortles. And whoever ends up making the decision on the coaching hire, it starts right there. And then look at it, too, from the perspective. If there is no guarantee, I mean, look, he had his breakout year in 2015, supposedly. There's no guarantee, let's just say for the sake of discussion, he has a bounce-back year, throws 35 touchdown passes and 8 interceptions, and Jacksonville wins 6 games. Well, his agents are no dummies either. They're going to be screaming for an extension. And that's where, as a franchise, Jacksonville has to turn around, and this is where you absolutely bite the bullet. And you do exactly what Washington did with Kirk Cousins. You don't renegotiate it. You do the tender for 2018. You make him show it again. And, yeah, you run the risk of losing him if he goes back-to-back. But the temptation will be, if he turns it around in 2017 and he gives you that one really good year again, to stretch him out on a 5-year deal for, you know, $30 million a year, whatever the going rate is at the time, and put him behind center, and then the air could come out of the balloon as quickly as anything in 2018. So, you know, again, this is, people always look at it from the perspective of, you know, wow, we got to get that right guy patrolling the sideline. Yeah, it matters. But there are a whole bunch of other things that matter as well, and the minutia involved. And, you know, these are not easy decisions. Not easy decisions in any way, shape, or form. And it all starts well above the head coaching position. Some of the candidates, look, you know, the usual suspects are out there. They haven't announced who the interim is going to be. What I would imagine, it's probably going to be Doug Marrone, who I thought got short shrift up in Buffalo. But there's also been stuff on him too. That when he was with the Jets, he was, you know, doing a little bit behind the scenes, hooky do with Rex. You know, in Buffalo, it didn't work out up in Buffalo. Wilson family cut him loose for whatever reasons. I didn't think he was all that bad. He's interviewed around the league. He hasn't gotten another opportunity. He ended up on Bradley's staff as the offensive line coach. You know, but let's remember, he had the only winning season up in Buffalo since 2004. So, I mean, I think I'd give him an opportunity to see how the team plays for him. I certainly wouldn't base any final decision based on the last 2 games of the season. I mean, that's, you know, that's crazy. They happen to win a game, I'm not throwing a head coaching job at them. But if the team responds to him and they play well, because they have not been playing well, you certainly throw him into the interview process. And then Josh McDaniels, who probably deserves about at least an opportunity to interview. Kyle Shanahan, Sean Payton. Sean Payton? What, are you kidding me? They're floating the trade pick again for New Orleans. I said, please. Tom Coughlin, 71. I mean, look, if nothing else, you know it would be a short-term thing with Tom, and he'd stabilize the ship as far as it's Tom's way or the highway. But the danger in doing that would be you're bringing in a guy that the players know ain't going to be around for very long. So, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Jim Bob Cooter, my man. Jim Bob Cooter's 32 years old. And if you are a team with a young quarterback, boy, what he's done with Matt Stafford, he's your guy. He's your guy. Sean McDermott. And, you know, you think about it, and let's think about, you know, some of the teams that are probably going to be looking for coaches. We know the Rams and Jaguars. Jets might be looking for a coach. You know, there's – when you look at the overall standings and what happens on Black Monday, well, you know, are they going to make a change in Cleveland? No. Make a change in Cincinnati? I don't think so. Indianapolis, probably not. San Diego, maybe. But you also have an aging quarterback there. Chicago, I don't think Foxy's going to go anywhere. They understood what the rebuilding was. Carolina, we'll see. And San Francisco might have an opening. But that's a really messed up situation there. But the two current openings, you're talking about a couple of teams with a couple of young quarterbacks. And if you're the guy that you think could turn it around, it's a pretty attractive situation. You know, you got one big market, one small market, and one Jim Bob Cooter. I think he's going to be a really good coach. We'll see how it plays out. We'll wrap up hour one on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain,
back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe so, maybe not. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Yeah, and I'm looking at that roster. We ended up spending an hour in Jacksonville. It's fine. We're having fun. And, you know, look, it's there's talent. Is it Super Bowl talent? No. Is it talent that can be worked with? Yeah. But on the offensive side, it all starts with Bortles. You got to figure out the running back situation. You're three deep. You got T.J. Yeldon, Chris Ivory, and Denard Robinson shoelaces. Got to start making use of these guys on something other than just non-creative offense. You know, I'm looking at these guys, and it's just they got to do better. It's not a bad team, or maybe it is, and we're just evaluating the talent incorrectly. Defensively, yeah, same deal. They've got players. They're just not performing up to snuff. The Jared Odricks of the world, Dexter Fowler Jr., and I mean, what do you do with these guys? I don't know. Tough decision by the con. Going to be hard. Tough franchise to root for, really is. If you're a Jag fan, I feel for you, man. Well, that's it for this hour of the Attack. Hour two, Eddie George. We'll be talking to him about college football coaches awards and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, we'll get into him a little bit about his career, his take on the NCAA and different bowl games and all that kind of good stuff. And then we'll run out of time. We won't be able to talk to him anymore. We ran out of time in this hour. Stay tuned for the local news. I'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I thought it was a transitory phenomenon.
Legendary former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger saying he never thought seriously about Donald Trump as a presidential candidate until it became a reality. And now Kissinger says,
I believe he has the possibility of going down in history as a very considerable president.
Kissinger speaks on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. Today, electors from all 50 states and Washington, D.C. will gather at their respective capitals to cast their ballots for president, and Donald Trump is expected to easily win. China says it's in unimpeded talks with the United States about returning an underwater drone that was taken by a Chinese naval vessel last week off the coast of the Philippines. The Pentagon says the drone was operating lawfully at the time. China says otherwise, but says it will be giving it back. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Years ago, Baltimore was called Murder City, USA. Now a new city is gaining that reputation. Here's the latest from Jay Corwin.
Following more weekend violence, 2016 continues to be a deadly year in Chicago. There have now been nearly 800 homicides in the city this year, one about every 11 hours.
A very disturbing homicide case out of Little Rock, Arkansas, as a $20,000 reward is now out for whoever shot and killed a 3-year-old boy in an apparent road rage incident over the weekend. Little Rock police say the boy was riding with his grandmother on Saturday night when the shooting happened during a confrontation at an intersection, and the grandmother says she didn't realize the boy was even hurt until she pulled into a parking lot a short time later. Police say they don't believe the shooter knew the people in the vehicle. Gas prices up 6 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. According to the Lundberg survey, it says the average price of a gallon of regular now stands at $2.26. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The bitter cold that's been freezing millions of Americans is finally on its way out, according to forecasters who say temperatures will warm dramatically across the plains and the Midwest starting today and tomorrow. Oklahoma City's weather is going to jump from near freezing for days to nearly 50 degrees. Chicago should see highs near 30 again after a weekend in the low teens. The weekend was nothing short of miserable, though, in Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota, where record low temperatures were recorded. And in Montana, blizzard conditions shut down a 40-mile stretch of Interstate 90. Two people died and more than a dozen were injured in a 70-car pileup on I-95 near Baltimore Saturday morning. It's been closed since 9/11, but now a new E-Train subway entrance in Manhattan is opening today inside the World Trade Center hub. Here's Scott Pringle in New York.
PATH commuters will now have direct access to the E-Train subway entrance without having to leave the building and go to the street level. The E-Train entrance has been closed since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. This newly built one is on the second floor of the recently opened World Trade Center transportation hub Oculus. The entrance has some original flooring and signs. Scott Pringle, New York.
And how did Pope Francis celebrate his 80th birthday? On Saturday, he had breakfast with 8 homeless people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Eddie George right after this. We're going to be jumping right into it. So we'll be talking to him, then we'll get back to the NFL, cover the games in the last two segments, and set up the Monday night preview and all that kind of good stuff. It's all about radio on the go. You know that. We talk about it all the time, all the devices, platforms, various different ways. You can get only the best of the best of the programming here on this network, and it's whether it's the bar, Meister, or whether it's us, or whether it's Tittle, it doesn't matter really. It's all there for you. You click on Listen Live, there we are, but you settle in into your desk. Christmas is right around the corner. People got short weeks, short days. You're bopping around, you're in the mall, the wife's nagging you, you're nagging the wife, whatever the circumstances are. Well, a little radio on the go isn't such a bad thing. She's in there trying stuff on. You're looking to pick out bras and panties for the Victoria's Secret thing that you have to do each and every year. She's getting you a surprise gift as well. Put the headphones on. Seriously, put them on. It tunes out all the noise in the mall. It really does. And if you're listening to some Spano and Black here in the Attack, guess what? All the better for it. Like I said, we got big-time interviews all the time. Eddie George, Heisman Trophy winner, NFL star, college star. On the other side, you know, this is cool stuff all the way around. And when it comes right down to it, you want to listen. You want to have a good time. You want to relax. You want to enjoy your day. No better way to do it with some Spano and Black Attack and all the programming here on the network. So tune in, iHeart, Stitcher, all the devices. We got all the affiliates all around the country. Also got the main page. Click on the Listen Live. Most important to us, American Forces Radio Network. Not everybody gets to go home for the holidays. A lot of these kids don't. They're protecting our lazy butts overseas and on aircraft carriers and in Air Force bases and all over the place. Well, as we can tell you from the experience with Army, Navy, those kids deserve every bit of support we can give them. I like to think that we do a little bit of that here in the Attack. Eddie George on the other side. I'm Bob Black. We'll be right back.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and the Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. We're joined by the great Eddie George, who has a resume almost as good as mine. This happened in 1995. Heisman Trophy, Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year, Consensus All-America, Doak Walker Award, Jim Brown Award, Maxwell Award, Walter Camp Player of the Year Award, and oh, by the way, his number was retired, and in 2011, inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. He joins us this morning on The Attack. Eddie, nice to have you with me. Bob Black here. Welcome.
Man, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Well, this is a nice big... I'm sorry, go ahead. We got you there, bud?
Yeah, you got me. I'm here.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I guess we got you on a little bit of a delay. Sorry about that, Eddie. This is a nice thing that you're doing. You're hosting the first ever televised American Football Coaches Association award presentation and a Waterford Crystal Ball and all this kind of good stuff. I mean, this is pretty darn nice.
You know what? It is, man. I can't lie. I mean, it could have gotten several. Guys to host this thing that have been on television for years, and for them to ask me to host it, you know, my hometown of Nashville, Tennessee, is really special. You know, it's a great opportunity for the world to see, you know, the importance that I have placed on good coaches and mentors in my life and the lives of other athletes. This will be televised for the first time January the 10th. On CBS Sports Network at 9 p.m. Eastern. There'll be many prestigious awards, including the AFC A Coach of the Year Award. This marks the 30th anniversary presentation for the Coach's Trophy. It's a national champion, the number one team in the country, by the Amway Coaches Poll. And anybody that's interested, you know, in coming down to Nashville, fans can win a trip to meet all the coaches and me. And you can check it out on afcasweeps.com.
Well, that's a big time event, and you know, when you look at the prestige involved with that, being recognized by your peers as well as others is always something that you strive for. Who are the coaches that are nominated for this year's award?
This year, it's going to be Kenny Amatalolo from Navy, of course, Nick Saban, Alabama, P.J. Fleck from Western Michigan. Dana Holgerson in West Virginia, who's having an outstanding year this past year, won 10-2. And Mike McIntyre from Colorado. How about the Buffs back into national prominence with a 10-3 record. I mean, so I can name off about five or other six coaches that are deserving of it, but these guys have been outstanding, had an outstanding year for the programs, and we'll see who's going to be the coach of the year.
Well, you know, I'm not a PC guy, but I got to be honest. I'll use the word. I like the diversity. You know, we had the opportunity to interview PJ Fleck.
Mm-hmm.
He's going for big things somewhere down the line. I hope they enjoy him while they have him.
You know, yeah, I know.
You know, Coach Ken, awesome, and then you name the other guys as well. All very deserving about in my eye. I'm sure you feel the same.
No question about it. I mean, it's what a fantastic year in college football. So many great stories. We talk about James Conner and his comeback for Pitt, coming off of fighting cancer and beating that and having the year that he's had. And you talk about PJ Fleck and Western Michigan. They're a great story, you know, going undefeated, playing in the New Year's Bowl six-day bowl. And, of course, you know, it's just so many great stories throughout the year that we can look to. And really, it's just to celebrate, you know, all those great stories and how coaches, what they mean to the athletes, the lives for athletes in terms of mentorship, on and off the field and beyond.
You know, you mentioned the big bowl games and participation. Let's talk about the Final Four. Did the committee get it right in your eye?
I think they did. I think they couldn't get it wrong. You know, they could have gone with Penn State, couldn't get it wrong. They could have gone with Michigan, couldn't get it wrong. They could have gone with, they went with Ohio State or then Washington. I think there were about five or six teams that were deserving and made and had a strong enough resume to be among the four best teams in the country. But in the situation, you know, looking at Ohio State's record, their resume, who they've beaten, how they beat them, they were among the top four teams in the country. And you have the conference winners of the ACC, the SEC, and the Pac-12. So that being said, you got it right. And you just almost wish you had two or three more slots, you know, whether it be a pool of six teams or eight teams, to fulfill the need of the hot teams in the country like USC and Penn State. So in my mind, I think they got the four best teams in the country. We're going to be thoroughly entertained come January 31st, New Year's Eve, of the matches that we have so far.
Well, that leads me to the next question. Should they expand to eight? In my eye, I've always felt that way since they announced it, that they should. Make it eight, and I think you're comfortable with leaving out the last two in the top ten.
Well, yeah, I think eventually they'll probably get to that format. I don't know, you know, when. You know, there's so much money to be cut, split ways, and figure all this stuff out. But I think in a perfect world, eight is the number because you saw the issue of the five conference champions. You get not only Penn State in there, but you also get Oklahoma in there. You also have Ohio State included in that mix. And, you know, have two at-large teams, maybe a Western Michigan. Who knows? But certainly, you know, I think we're approaching that expansion age for maybe in the next 4 or 5 years. But I think the committee enjoys people talking about it. You know, it's an elite, esteemed group that you're going to be in, the four best teams in the country, and that's it. And there's always going to be debate on who should be in those four teams.
Eddie George, I got to ask you this question. Are you surprised by what's going on down in Tennessee this year, or are you with Joe and myself in that we knew it was coming, we just didn't know it was going to come this fast?
You know what? In this league, you know, things happen quickly. I mean, there's talent everywhere. It's just a matter of getting your ducks in a row, creating the right culture, and finding that chemistry. And I could see it starting to develop early in the year. You know, they gave Minnesota fits earlier the first game. Minnesota found a way to win that ball game, but they played every game close. And it was only a matter of time before things started to go their way because they have a great offensive line. They have an outstanding young quarterback in Marcus Mariota. They have two studs at the running back position. They have a tight end in Delanie Walker, who is all-pro, in a defense that creates turnovers. So it was only a matter of time before they found a way to start winning ball games. And what they showed me last week, to find a way to come back on the road against a hot Kansas City team in sub-zero degree weather was a character win, and that's going to carry them for the next 2 or 3 weeks. I think they're going to win their division. I think they're ready, they're hungry enough, and they have the talent to do it. I think their makeup reminds me a lot of Dallas in terms of a stout offensive line, strong running game, and a quarterback that can make plays for you. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out in the end for the Titans making the playoffs.
Well, I want to keep it short and sweet and keep you on schedule, but how good does it make you feel that there's no mystery about this team? They tell you exactly what they're going to do,
yes.
And you being a big punishing running back, they're just going to shove the ball down your throat. Got to make you feel good.
Yeah, they're going to establish the run. They're going to beat you up front. They finally have an identity, much different from last year when they were trying to find an identity late in the season. Now they have it. They know who they are, and they have a great coaching staff that's getting the job done.
Eddie, before we let you out the door, just give us all the 411 on the event, social media, and all that kind of good stuff.
Yep. You can check it out. You can go to afcasweeps.com. This is the first time this event will be televised on January the 10th, 9 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Network. And, again, if you are a fan of college football and you want to come down to Nashville, hang out with me and all the coaches, go to afcasweeps.com. It's going to be a great event celebrating the great college season and all the coaches.
Eddie, thanks for the time. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the event. Hopefully we'll speak to you down the road.
Nice talking with you. All right.
Eddie George here in ETAC. Great stuff. I mean, you look at his career as a running back in the National Football League. Big 6'3", 235, 240 pounds. Let me tell you something. He punished people, and he never missed a start in his career. Finished up with Dallas, started 13 games, but he was done by that point in time. We're not done with this edition of the attack. We'll pick it up on the other side right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah Acoustic or Rogue Electric Guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Yeah, there you go. Man, that was fun with Eddie George. A lot to talk about. You can hear the passion in his voice. And, you know, just as an FYI, here is a guy who had over 10,000 yards rushing. And you go through his career, 1996 to 2004, right? All the starts with the Houston Oilers and Tennessee Titans. Made every single one of them. Last year with Dallas, you know, tread was off the tire. He never had a great yards per carry. It was 3.6 for his career. But considering he was the focal point, he punished. 68 touchdowns in his career. The goal line, you knew where it was going. And he didn't put the ball on the ground all that much. 98, yeah, he had one of those years. He put 7 on the ground, but he only lost 1. Most he ever lost in his career was 6 in 2001, and that was when it started to come off a little bit. He actually had a bad year that year, 939 yards. But, you know, he also caught the ball out of the backfield, too. And that was the other aspect of it. You know, 2000, he had 1,500 yards on the ground and an additional 453 yards out of the backfield catching the football. That's pretty good. Almost 2,000 on all-purpose yards. Pretty damn good. Yeah. So check the event out. It'll be a lot of fun. He does everything, man. He's acting. He's modeling. He's hosting shows. He's doing a little bit of everything. 43 years old. You know, the Ohio State University, graduate of the Kellogg School of Management. Yeah, that Kellogg. good stuff. And he's also, you know, look, he had to adjust to the real world. You know, we talk about that all the time with these athletes. He's gone down the road. It's been pretty hard. You know, he was really depressed when he got out of professional sports. And, you know, he had some demons. Wasn't sure about his purpose in life. You know, and he was getting ready to go down the bad road. And fortunately, with help, he figured it out. And, you know, it could have gone the other way for him. So, you know, it's a good story. It's a good story. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, again, we were talking Tennessee Titan football. And we'll get to them in a minute because that was brutal conditions in KC. And we will talk about all that. But getting to some of the games here as we move forward. You know, Seahawks took care of their business at home against the Rams. Coaching change, no coaching change, 24-3. They're 9-4-1. Dolphins took care of the Jets, 34-13. Backup quarterback, no problem. It's the Jets. You know, Matt Moore, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, 236 yards. As I talked about last week, Matt Moore is not afraid to put the ball up in the air. And he will do it. You know, Bryce Petty, his career almost ended yesterday on that sandwich hit. And boy, oh boy, that was a scary moment. Ryan Fitzpatrick comes back in, didn't matter, you know. First play of the fourth quarter, and Ndamukong Suh and Cameron Wake literally just up and down them. And it wasn't dirty, not in any way, shape, or form. But, man, he looked like he was going to be broken in half. And that was one of those scary plays. He laid on the field for a while. They took him out. You might not see him again this year. I don't know. You know, they didn't do anything on the injury report, but that was a shot to the chest. Those are always dangerous. And who knows, maybe you get you a little Christian Hackenberg this year. I wouldn't mind. to be completely honest about it. The game will be way too fast for him, but that's all right. Jets are in such a weird place. You know, Bilal Powell, 84 yards rushing. Matt Forte played, but Powell got the start. Powell's the guy that should be the starter. They invested money in Forte when they had the guy sitting there all along, and I said this a couple of years ago. Guy's first rate, and he's got low mileage on the tread. He's 28 years old, but, you know, it's not the traditional 28 years old. He's only got 500 attempts in his career. Weird team. Bad team. Bad coach. Gotta go. Gotta go. Jim Bob Cooter, I'm telling you, man. Packers, 30-27 over the Bears in a game, again, bitter cold, bad conditions. Packers gutted it out, took care of their business against a bad football team in the Bears. Barkley didn't play bad, turned the ball over. That end of it was bad. But considering 362 yards, they found their backup quarterback is what they found. You know, when Cutler goes, their backup quarterback's Matt Barkley. He should stick with Chicago. And even if he has to be a caretaker for a year, he'll be able to get the job done for them. Rodgers, you know, nothing spectacular, 19-31, 252. But what did happen, what was spectacular, was Ty Montgomery. And he gave them exactly what they needed yesterday. He had a long of 61 yards. His per carry was off the hook. Two touchdowns, 162 yards. Christian Michael had a real nice run as well. Christine Michael, excuse me. Four carries for 45 yards. Jordy Nelson, 7 for 124. You know, they're Green Bay is clicking offensively right now. And they may end up sneaking in. Tampa Bay certainly losing yesterday helped them out. But, you know, all those struggles in the middle of the year. And I'll tell you something. Had they lost this game yesterday, that would have been it. And they've got a chance. And as you know, at this time of year, that's all you want. You got a chance. You'd rather be a little more secure in your destiny, but that's the way it is. Texans 21-20 over the Gus Bradley-less Jaguars. He was there for the game, but he wasn't after. Well, he did have to fly home on the charter. That was kind of ugly. But Tom Savage, 23-36, 260 yards. More importantly, he didn't turn the ball over. Brock Osweiler gets benched after starting out 6-for-11 with two interceptions. What direction they go in from here remains to be seen. But Houston's fighting for their lives to stay in the playoffs. And, you know, Bill O'Brien, he's not going to let it go. Not going to let it go easy, I can tell you that much. And if it's not going to be Osweiler, he'll start Savage. I liked Savage coming out of college a lot. And I felt he could be a damn good pro. You know, he's in his third season. He's a big dude, 6'4", 230. He's been hurt. You know, first year inexperienced. Yeah. Can he be a starter in the league? I don't know. Like I said, I did like him coming out of college. He was a guy that went from big school to the small school and ended up coming out back to the big school. And, you know, he was all over the map for a little while in his career. And sitting there on this Houston roster, now he's 26 years. He's been watching for a while. So, you know, maybe Osweiler ends up being their mistake, which will cripple their cap for a while. But O'Brien's not going to mess around. And Texans and Titans are tied. Houston gets the tiebreakers because they've been mopping up in their own division. But they're probably going to have to win the next two games to get in. They're not going to make the wild card. You know, like I said, Brock gets benched. And that's the storyline out of there besides the win. Those 10 fourth quarter points got it done. And see, again, you know, it takes us back to the Blake Bortles stuff. It, you know, look, it wasn't a – when the rubber needed to hit the road, he didn't do it. 12 of 28, 92 yards and an interception. He's not getting it done when it matters. There was no garbage time in this game. No garbage time, no production. Yeah, literally it was that simple. 28 pass attempts for 92 yards. That's losing football. That's a bad quarterback. He's a bad man. Yeah, he is. In more ways than one. Buffalo, who the hell knows what's going on up there? They win 33-13. Robert Griffin doesn't get anything done. RG3, 17-28. He's auditioning at this point just to stay in the league. You know, it's Cleveland's bad. 0-14, the great understatement of the year. But they haven't quit on the coach. They're not going to win a football game. I said it at the week six mark. They're not going to win a football game. I'd be real disappointed if they do, actually. Because then it gets into tiebreakers with San Francisco and all that stuff. And, you know, Cleveland should have the number one pick. And, you know, again, they're going to have to make a decision at quarterback. And if I'm Cleveland, who am I picking? Well, you know, look, Cody Kessler's given them some pretty damn good quarterback play this year. You know, not jump off the hook stuff, but 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 1,300 yards on a really bad team. We're going to pick it up there and give that a little bit of attention right after this short timeout, but Cleveland, all hope is not lost. We'll be right back.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I've been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him till he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, that's true. If you saw us in Baltimore, you know what we're talking about. Buffalo 33-13 over Cleveland. Like I said, look, Cody Kessler may end up being a caretaker. I don't think they're going to invest the number one overall pick on a quarterback. I don't see it. Maybe, because they've accumulated draft picks from last year. They have so many needs on this football team. Let me tell you something. Look, they're not going to go to the playoffs next year, but Cleveland's going to win some games next year. Hugh Jackson's a damn good football coach. They will find out a hell of a lot more about Cody Kessler as to whether or not he can play or not. You know, don't forget, he was a highly prized recruit going to USC, and USC was bad when he was there. They were going through coaching garbage with Sarkisian, all kinds of stuff. So, that's one of those behind-the-scenes things where talent evaluators for that organization can tell you a hell of a lot more about Cody Kessler than I can. But he didn't appear to be in over his head. He was just playing on a bad football team. Buffalo, on the other hand, who knows what's going to happen there? You're talking about a team that Tyrod Taylor still hasn't passed for over 200 yards, forever. And, LeSean McCoy, 153 yards on the ground. Bills are 7-7. They've got the longest active playoff drought in the National Football League, even longer than Cleveland's. And, Denver managing to lose kept them in the playoff hunt. And these are the kind of games you sure as hell don't want to lose. Not to an 0-14 team. Well, 0-13 going into the game. The heat's on Rex. They want to, up in Buffalo, they're not too thrilled with him. They get the Dolphins and the Jets. He goes 1-1. He finishes at 500. And in what direction do you take? Is Tyrod Taylor an NFL quarterback? My answer is no. And they're going to end up having to deal with that either way at the end of the year. And, I do think Rex can coach. I do think they have the wrong quarterback. They got good results when Greg Roman was gone. If he wants to save his job, beat Miami. I think that's what it's going to come down to. They'll beat the Jets. But beat Miami. Go to 9-7. And it's pretty damn tough to fire a coach that's 9-7. He's 15-15 overall. They beat the Patriots 16-0 earlier in the year, but it was Jacoby Brissett under center. It's just the defense will be there always. But offense, it's offense. Shady McCoy loves him. But again, to me, it points directly at Tyrod Taylor. Beat the Dolphins. Knock them out of the playoffs. We talk about it all the time. You don't want to be one of those teams that's switching coaches every 3 years because you become a perpetually bad team. Their issue's a quarterback. It's plain and simple. They get a quarterback that can make big league passes. Well, I mean, he can make them. He just doesn't make them. And you got yourself something up there. So we'll see how it plays out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. At Bob Black 71. Ravens 27, Eagles 26. Ravens keep their hopes alive. At home, another good football game. Baltimore getting it done, just enough. And Carson Wentz is playing like a rookie right now. Not going to be that way all the time. Believe me when I tell you. Eagles, you're close. Right now, they've learned how to win a little bit. The big start was impressive. He's come back to earth. He'll get better. You're 1-7 away. You're losing all on the road all the time. And that's what this football team is right now. Damn near came back in the game. Held on at the end. That's all that matters. They stopped a two-point conversion the Ravens did with 4 seconds left. That was the difference in this football game. And I got to give a lot of credit to Doug Peterson. Hey, go for it. You got absolutely nothing to lose. And you get that two-point conversion, you knock Baltimore out of the playoffs pretty much. They were done. And now next week, it's Pittsburgh and Baltimore. That's it. Christmas Day. Pittsburgh and Baltimore for all the Marbells. They win and then they beat Cincinnati, they're in, no matter what. But Christmas Day is really going to be it. Get it done. Get it done and you're in. I don't think they will. I think Pittsburgh's the better team. But they did what they had to do yesterday, win the game 27-26. Like I said, Philadelphia, hope is not lost. It's you're at the bottom of a really good division this year, but you found your quarterback. At least it looks like it. Titans and the Chiefs, you know, we talked a little bit about this with Eddie. 19-17, and this is one of those games where you just say to yourself, this is why Kansas City will not win the Super Bowl. They're now in the wild card slot. They gave up the lead of the division as Oakland won. Conditions were brutal. I get it. But guess what? You know, if you have a home game, the conditions might be brutal in the playoffs. Pound the rock, pound the rock, pound the rock. It's what Tennessee did. Kansas City tried to do exactly the same thing, and they did. You know, they didn't play a bad game. But this is where some plays needed to be made in the second half, and Tennessee's defense shut them down. Alex Smith couldn't make any plays. He was 15 of 28. Tennessee scores 12 unanswered to win the game. And Ryan Sukup, 53 yards, win the game. Into the wind, by the way, as time expired. Cold, 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 cold. And a funny thing was, the old timeout at the, on the field goal attempt worked exactly wrong for Kansas City. Andy Reid calls timeout. Sukup follows through with his kick just like he would on a regular thing, comes up short. Second time around, boom, right through the uprights. You know. Chiefs tried to run the ball out, and this is where, again, you know, Andy Reid. This is Andy Reid in a nutshell. Completely trying to run the ball no matter what. I get it. I get that, you know, in the coach's playbook, that's what you're supposed to do, but you don't have a very good running attack. You just don't. Repetition got them their yards yesterday. Not any sterling performance. They were trying to get enough first downs to run out the clock. It didn't happen. Tennessee got the ball back with a minute left. 19 yards. Hits Delanie Walker a couple of times. Boom, field goal. And Tennessee didn't play a great game. You know, Matthews fumbled down on the goal line. Mariota couldn't throw the ball anywhere. Ice cold weather. Fumbled the ball away yet again. Threw an interception yet again. I'm telling you guys, the jury's still out on this kid. I know he's playing pretty good football, but I'm telling you, trust me. I know quarterbacks. It's one thing I know. I know quarterbacks. I don't know a hell of a lot of anything else. I'm wrong about some of them, but I'm right about most of them. Like I said, let's see. Because the more you ask him to do, the less productive he is. Giants got it done, 17-6. They're in double digits, man. Who would have thunk that? Oh, wait, me at the beginning of the season. Eli, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Great catch by Odell Beckham Jr. Stafford, ineffective. 24-39, an interception. A lot of that was defense. He didn't appear to have trouble throwing the football, but only he knows that. Golden Tate, still his favorite target. 8 for 122, but everybody else pretty much got shut down. Giants defense bent, didn't break. They put pressure on Stafford all day. He only got sacked once, but they pressured him a lot. Eli didn't turn the ball over. They got decent running for 114 yards. They managed to protect Eli for the most part with Pugh back in the lineup. Ereck Flowers didn't get called for 100 penalties. And the Giants go to 10-4. Pretty damn impressive. Colts 34-6 over the Vikings. They go to 7-7. They're hanging in. AP back up. Didn't make a difference. 6 carries, 22 yards. They had to chuck the ball all over the place. Indy got up early and often. This game was over at halftime. Bradford had to chuck the ball all over the place. Look, it was a nice go-around for Minnesota. They'll be back next year. And they got that contingency plan in place because they have Bradford for another year. So if Bridgewater can't come back, they're covered. AP healthy, we'll see. And you go from there. And shut them down for the rest of the year. Steelers 24-20 over the Bengals. Must win for Pittsburgh. I'm telling you, brother, I don't want to face them. Don't want to face them. Roethlisberger got it done. Dalton didn't. One coach is significantly better than the other. Pittsburgh's defense stood up when it mattered. They're going to win the division. They're going to beat Baltimore. It's my lock of the week. No, don't bet the house on it. Two teams going nowhere. Saints and the Cardinals, 48-41. Niners lose again, shocking, to Atlanta. Atlanta goes to 9-5 in control of their destiny. Patriots and the Broncos, nothing special, but 16-3. Simeon played 25 of 40. He's a hell of a good backup. You know. They've done a good job, Denver. They really have. 8-6. They might not make the playoffs. And by the way, I think that'll be the first time in NFL history that the two Super Bowl participants don't make the playoffs. If Denver ends up not making it. First time. Raiders 19-16 over the Chargers on the road. Road win. Wasn't pretty, but look who's in first place again. Oh, yeah. It's the Oakland Raiders. Thank you, Kansas City. They're getting it done when it matters, except that one game. Kansas City was impressive in that game, but hey. And, of course, on Sunday night, Cowboys against the Buccaneers, 26-20. Dak had the second highest completion percentage in the history of the regular season in the National Football League. It's his team, Tony. Get over it. We'll be back with the Monday Night Preview right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. I want to thank Eddie George for coming on board. What is going to lead into the other here? Because last night's game against Dallas, Jameis Winston can play quarterback in this league, okay? He is not ever going to be a great quarterback. He doesn't have it between the ears. When the pressure is on, he makes bad reads, bad decisions. He is best when he is improvising, and he can make plays with his legs as well as his arm. That being said, with the loss to Dallas, which everybody kind of anticipated, and it was a close game, they are no longer in control of their destiny. And if Washington beats Carolina tonight in the Monday Night Football game, so this is a game of relevance, they move into the last playoff slot in the NFC. So you've got a lot on the line here. And in tonight's game, you know, which quarterback is going to show up for the Redskins? Yeah, are the Panthers going to show up at all? You know, it when you look at these two teams, the Redskins are the better team this year, obviously. But the Panthers are coming off the Super Bowl appearance. There is no reason for them not to play a good football game tonight. And I have to be honest about it. I think Ron Rivera's future is tied to this football game. If they show up like dog you know what in this game, don't be surprised if he's gone. I'm telling you. I know Super Bowl appearance. You know, this team is weird. The relationship between him and Cam are weird. I not a comfortable feeling in his seat. I'm telling you that. I'm usually right about these things. Ask Monty Williams. Well, that's it for the Attack. My prediction, Redskins win this game, and they win it rather comfortably. And then everything's going to get set in motion. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with a full fidelity version of this tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.